KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police watchdog IPED says it's battling a major shortage of investigators. This comes after the police minister revealed in Parliament that nearly 15,000 cases of alleged police misconduct remain unresolved. Newswatch's Lumusa Zulu reports.
IPED says the investigator shortage has resulted in a backlog of cases, most of them in hotspot provinces of KZN and Gauteng. It says there are more than 1,000 cases, including those alleging deaths due to police action, torture, and unlawful firearm use. The watchdog says in the last financial year, it had 168 investigators, with each handling at least 300 dockets. It is now prioritizing older cases and bringing in contract workers, including retired detectives, to help clear the backlog. Lumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Four people have been arrested in KZN following a joint operation between Home Affairs and the Hawks. It's understood the suspects were nabbed this morning for allegedly illegally issuing Home Affairs documents. Several items were confiscated, including over 220 passports sold at 3,000 rand each, divorce decrees and death certificates. Police say the operation is ongoing. And on the south coast, three people have been hospitalized after a car crashed into a residential property in Port Shepstone. It's understood the car lost control and veered off Sugar Mill Road in Marburg this morning. No one in the house was injured. And in the Eastern Cape, the South African Medical Association has warned of potential outbreaks of waterborne diseases after devastating floods. It cited damaged water and sanitation infrastructure and overwhelmed healthcare facilities as major concerns. 86 people are now known to have died after heavy rains wreaked havoc in parts of the province this week. Gift of the Givers founder Imtiaz Suleiman says they're working to curb a diarrhea outbreak in Butterworth. He says the organization has also deployed water tankers, hot meals, blankets and generators to affected hospitals.
There's a small outbreak of diarrhea. I'm working with the health department to see how we can curb that quickly in Butterworth. They couldn't do the autopsies. We brought in water so they could do autopsies for 56 people. And there's 103 people in Butterworth that have been completely cut off. But 4x4s, we're providing food parcels for those 103 families going upwards. So that's our intervention right now.
And abroad, officials from Thailand and Cambodia are meeting to resolve a long-running border dispute that led to clashes last month. They're holding talks in the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh. Troops from the two countries exchanged fire last month, with one Cambodian soldier killed. Thailand has tightened border controls with Cambodia in recent days, while Cambodia yesterday ordered troops to stay on full alert. And on the weather front, back home, clear skies in KZN tomorrow, Durban and Ulundi 25, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 27, Ladysmith and Underberg 20, Mooi River 18, Newcastle 21, Margate 23 and 19 for Kokstad. 2 metre high swells at the Durban beach tomorrow morning with sunrise at 11 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.